This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A ceasefire took effect in and around the Gaza Strip on Saturday after 5 days of cross-border exchanges that have killed at least 33 Palestinians in Gaza and 2 people in Israel. But in the final 30 minutes running up to the ceasefire, dozens of rockets were fired from Gaza towards Israel, prompting renewed airstrikes, according to reporters in the territory. Egypt, a longtime mediator in Gaza, secured the agreement of both Israel and Palestinian militant group Islamic Jihad to its latest ceasefire proposal, an Egyptian security official said. Ukraine's president has met with Pope Francis of the Vatican as his country continues to endure a war waged by Russia. AP correspondent Karen Chalmers reports.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky arrived at the gates of the Vatican, guarded by 2 Vatican soldiers, robed in traditional colors. Pope Francis, using a cane, comes to meet the president. Zelensky puts his hand to his heart and utters, "It's a great honor." The Vatican later released a statement saying the 2 men spoke about the humanitarian and political situation provoked by the ongoing war. Last month, Ukraine's prime minister also met with the pontiff at the Vatican. He asked Francis to help Ukraine get back children illegally taken to Russia during the invasion. I'm Karen Chamas.
Hundreds of thousands of people were evacuated from the coasts of Myanmar and Bangladesh on Saturday as the region's most powerful cyclone for over a decade churned across the Bay of Bengal. Cyclone Moka was packing winds up to 240 kilometers per hour, according to the Zoom Earth website, which classed it as a super cyclone. This is VOA News. Some Turkish voters headed to the polls Sunday are expressing fury at February's earthquake response by President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's administration, while others say they are proud to vote once again for their government. VOA's Heather Murdoch reports from Hatay in southeastern Turkey.
Erdogan has led Turkey for more than 20 years, and some political parties say they believe this election may be their chance to step in. This member of the Republic People's Party, the leading opposition party, does not want to be identified. He says his party has promised reform of the justice system if they win. But analysts say Turkey's skyrocketing prices are the voters' biggest concern. The cost of food and rent has doubled, tripled, or even quadrupled in some parts of Turkey. Heather Murdoch, VOA News, Hatay, Turkey.
A Pakistani court ordered former Prime Minister Imran Khan's release on bail for 2 weeks, his lawyer said Friday, after his arrest in a fraud case ignited deadly protests and a tussle with the military. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan reports.
Freedom, that's what thousands of supporters chanted as they welcomed former Pakistan Prime Minister Imran Khan home on Saturday at his residence in Lahore. A Pakistani court ordered Khan's release on bail for 2 weeks, according to his lawyers on Friday. Khan was arrested on Tuesday by the anti-graft agency in a land fraud case. The arrest was ruled by the Supreme Court invalid and unlawful on Thursday. Khan's arrest ignited deadly protests in many cities and a tussle with the military.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan. The U.S. southeastern state of North Carolina's Democratic governor has vetoed legislation that would have banned nearly all abortions after 12 weeks of pregnancy. AP correspondent Julia Walker reports.
The veto came Saturday during a public rally as hundreds of abortion rights activists and voters watched as Governor Roy Cooper affixed his veto stamp to the bill, which also places additional restrictions on physicians, abortion clinics, and the women seeking the procedure. The governor's veto launches a major test for leaders of the GOP-controlled General Assembly to attempt to override it. Cooper is a strong abortion rights supporter. He had until Sunday night to act on the measure that would tighten current state law that bans most abortions after 20 weeks of pregnancy. I'm Julie Walker.
Follow us on the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.